underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
Hey, we're back.
Save recording.
Yes. So, we start off the weekend, and I was trying to get Dana in a state of mind. We were watching a movie called The Lifestyle. It's about swingers.
What kind of mindset was you trying to get me into?
To swing.
No.
But this movie, I don't know, it takes you into swingers, and it's not... I think there's another documentary about swingers in the 70s. This is like swingers in 1997 because that's when they made this thing about never released
and
it in 99.
It was very unsettling to me to see people that were grandparents.
And it's pretty graphic.
Swingers. Yeah. It had like this old dude screwing all these ladies and then he got a blowjob by another woman when he got finished and...
And had a bigger dick than me. It freaked me out. And he had no ass, though. But, I mean, that's kind of, you're getting to see this people's bodies.
Well, had people, like,
older ladies.
Older people, like, rubbing on each other.
Yeah.
And it was very bizarre.
Yeah.
It kind of freaked me out and creeped me out. And they had this old woman that, like, was...
Yeah.
Out there and doing like stripper stuff. And it was,
she had like a, I mean, her whole body must have been in some type of stocking because everything was, you know, smooth looking. It wasn't her body. She was wearing like, I mean, I don't know, but she was a bodysuit that wasn't showing her old
boobs and
old
had,
skin.
And it had tassels on it.
She was wearing like a thing with fake boobs with nipples and piercings and.
And tassels.
But anyway, it was, apparently they have a potluck before they go screw. They were having big cookouts and...
It was like they were having a get-together, like they were having a barbecue until the sex stuff started because everybody, like, brought a dish and they were coming in and introducing themselves to other people and...
Well, this one guy, you talk about that old guy was screwing this lady in a swing... sex swing thing. Mm-hmm. And like this other woman wanted it was apparently that woman's husband. She's like, she wanted him to go with her. He goes, hey, I'm watching my wife get fucked.
Yeah. He's fucking my wife.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. It was, like Dana says, it's kind of unsettling to see all these old people screw around.
Well, you know, I told Steve, I said, my granny's in her 90s. If she saw something like this, she'd have a stroke.
She would die.
Well, I think it would kill her. I don't want my granny to see that because I don't want my granny to die. So.
Well, I tried to watch the movie Bloodletting from 1980, but Toxic Zombies, I think.
Blood Eaters.
Yeah. What did I say? Bloodletting. But
it has John Amplis on it in a very small.
It's John Amplis in an office somewhere, evidently filmed.
No, actually, they were. I think this was after you went to bed because I.
Oh, he left the office?
He left the office with that guy, and they got in a vehicle, and they were actually driving somewhere.
But that's about probably where we all ended it because I was so tired. I was so sleepy. Then I ended up waking up at 4:50.
God. I don't know. I don't think Steve's going to be doing that because should we tell everybody what we're doing tonight?
Well, before we get that, we watched the Stranger Within movie.
The Stranger, wasn't it?
No.
Was it called The Stranger Within?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The only reason I watch this is because of Sarah Butler. She was
He wanted to see her naked.
Well, I always want to see hot chicks naked, but I wanted to, she was in the remake of I Spit on Your Grave, and I saw this trailer a long time ago. This movie's about...
I've never heard of it.
I think this movie's a couple years old, and I just thought, well, that might be cool. And it's not terribly bad, but it's not terribly good either.
It wasn't a terribly bad movie. I could actually sit through it without, like, being very vocal about how awful it was. But I won't give away the ending, but I'll tell you, I did not like the ending. I was pissed when it got...
Well, I think it's logical. I mean, unfortunately, that would be a lot... That's why...
The ending was logical, too. Well, yeah, it was logical, but it angered me, and I just... That ruined the whole experience for me, because I didn't like that.
But, yeah. Sarah Butler, I don't know how old she is, but, I mean, she was supposed to be playing 19, and she kind of looked... She looked... I mean, of course, she's probably in her 20s, but...
She looks young, but not that young.
She didn't look... She looked... I mean, I don't know. There's something... I guess the way she was playing it a little bit...
She looks sickly through most of
it. Well, she was definitely skinnier, but still had a good body. But her hair was, like, super long and you know, not
styled.
And
she had the habit of taking her clothes off frequently in this movie.
No, not that frequently.
I don't know. She kept showing her boobs.
She showed her boobs twice.
And she got naked.
Well, she got...
And...
But...
She was riding this guy.
And
once,
I guess also Billy... Billy Baldwin, or William Baldwin's hair, is in this movie.
They should have just gave a credit
to
his hair.
And the stylist.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
But
most of the time it's hanging down, a bunch of it's like hanging down in front of his face.
It's like the old school, you remember the old people, like in the old movies, would have like all their hair slicked back. When they got in a fight, it would come down. It looked like it would go down.
It looked like in those old westerns.
The hair would be so long, it would go over their eyes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But they have it slicked back, so you never see it. But when they used to get in those big fights, the hair would just go everywhere.
Remember how Barney Fife's hair used to
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Yeah. That was pretty much the same kind of thing. But they filmed some of it. It looked like it was in Spain, which on the coast, which we believe.
Which, that was good.
The scenery, but, you know, not a great movie. But come back to what Dana was talking about. We're finally going to go see The Room with a bunch of people.
With other people. I hope.
In a bigger room. In a theater room.
Did you ever figure out what the etiquette was for?
No, I got to look it up. I know there's something about... Some people throw around a football in one scene, and that.
Figured out what the forks
are? No, I gotta find out what the plastic forks are. I think at some point when they start having the love sex scenes, we're supposed to get out. You're supposed to leave the auditorium.
Are we supposed to leave the whole thing, or just leave the area where the movie's at?
Yeah, you leave and go out in the hallway.
Okay.
But I don't know if they'll do that, and also I don't know. And at one point, there's like a couple points where everybody goes outside, and I wonder what they do. You know what I'm talking about? They all go outside,
isn't that when they're having the party?
Yeah, the party stuff. Yeah, so I don't know.
And everybody's gonna. Okay, before I say this, there's nothing funny about breast cancer or cancer in general.
God.
But I guarantee people's going to be dying whenever the mother talks about having breast cancer.
It's so matter of fact that she says it and no one reacts.
She's like she's saying she's got a head cold.
Yeah. It's just really crazy. It's just a fun movie. It's so bad. they're making a movie about this movie called The Disaster Artist. And
it's going to be all about that guy. But
James Franco is going to play Johnny.
Well, I think he could probably pull it off, although he'd be a better looking.
And the guy, Mark, basically wrote the book called Disaster Artist, and he was up in Owensboro earlier this year, and they were showing it, and he was talking.
Oh, my God.
You know, this movie is 12 or so years old, so he actually, he doesn't look as sharp as he used to, but, I mean, he just gotten older. But that's just crazy. He's probably going to be the most successful person out of the movie because he's going to get all that money from the book, and they developed the book into the movie.
But what's funny about Steve saying he was in Owensboro, for anybody that doesn't know, Owensboro or Davis County is approximately 30 minutes from my old stomping grounds.
It's kind of strange that they would bring him there, but not into Louisville. That would have been that would be perfect to have him.
Well, I think Owensboro's trying to get more on the map for having things like that now.
Well, I mean, that's cool.
Because they had some kind of convention.
Hell, I would have went there. Oh, yeah, they did. But so, anyway, that's what we're going to do tonight.
And then we're going to be dead tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we both got to go to work Monday. So.
Well, I'll be all right after a good night's sleep. And then we got the Twin Peaks set. I want to break into that, at least the first episode.
I do, too.
Tomorrow.
I'm still going through my Texas Chainsaw Massacre extras, the Blu-ray that Steve got me.
Yeah, we watched that movie a few months ago, so I don't want to see the movie, but I might want to get into one of the extras.
I'm eagerly wanting to see how the transfer is.
Also heard that I don't think the extras are on the Walmart disc, the single.
Oh, they're not?
I thought that that was more, I don't think that
they had
a lot of...
Well, I'm glad I got the 4-disc version there.
Well, yeah, I'm glad I got it for you.
Steve, bless his heart, went to Best Buy.
Yeah, it was a quick visit, but it was good. I got a double feature of Godzilla.
Which Steve hadn't even opened yet.
Yeah, I opened it recently. Just got the.
Oh,
I
okay.
Sent the voodoo codes to the voodoo child, Wesley Vance.
Mr. Vance.
But Godzilla Final Wars and... I think it's, Godzilla Tokyo SOS. So I might be checking to those. Some reason on Vudu, unless I'm stupid or something, I can't get the English audio to show up. And I know that these have been dubbed because I've seen them dubbed. So, but on Vudu, they're all in Japanese with subtitles, which...
Maybe Wes can share his expertise.
That motherfucker ain't never touched these. But anyway... I mean, he ain't never tried
them. He's got so much stuff on there now.
Well, 1,500 movies, 1,400 movies.
Is he up to that, man?
Something. I don't know. I thought, but I could be wrong.
Oh, also, I noticed, speaking of Wes, he did a video sometime recently about how he lost 100 pounds.
Well, that's how I lost 5 pounds and gained it back.
Well, I tried to talk to Steve about water weight gain and all kinds of stuff, but... He's not listening to me, so.
So. Anywho. Oh. Hopefully we'll have a Blu-ray of Nurse 3D coming up. I got that, and I want to see that. That's an awesome bad movie that would probably be joining the ranks of the room.
No.
Why?
It will never join the ranks of the room because the room... It's just so off the wall crazy that you can't help but watch it. The nurse, I didn't think the nurse had very much going for it, if anything, but I am going to watch it again when Steve watches it and watch it in 3D just to see if that makes it any better. But I don't have high hopes for that. When they are snoring.
All right. So we'll be back after Linnea's nap.
Bye.
This is Eurocult, celebrating the films of Dario Argento, Lucio Fulci, Sergio Martini, and others. Come join us come join the cult.
If you're gonna ask, why is this, why is that? It's up to you. And if you wanna know just why the flowers grow, that's okay too. But if you're gonna ask me why I love you like I do, I don't think I can explain. Got no words to say it, really rather play it out with you. Only know the feelings, chemistry revealing this simple truth. Should you feel it too? Let your feelings through. Love, get a grip on us too. Don't need words to know. Don't need words to know how I feel about you. Don't need words. Does his magic, thrills you with a slick trick you never know. Just how he makes it happen, find yourself just clapping and feeling good. Should the magic get you high, no need to wonder why. Come with me together, let's count all the stars in the sky. Don't need words to know how I feel about you. Don't need words.
So we are back from the room.
Oh, yeah.
And both of me and Dana had eye injuries from flying spoons.
I had a cheek injury.
So what did you think?
Due to flying
plastic spoons. I hit right in the eyeball with a flying spoon. And we collected at least 20 or 30 spoons over the night, but of course
we didn't even bring spoons.
No, we threw them.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. What do you think, Dana?
It was an experience. I'd say if you've never seen the room, you might want to try this experience. If you're in Louisville when they're having... I don't know. Do they have these at other places?
Yeah.
Well, evidently they must, because Steve found a website that told all the things that you were supposed to do.
Yeah, we were mad because when we walked in, we started seeing people with a lot of shopping bags full of spoons. And it's like, damn, I wish I'd done that now. But we got enough spoons from everybody.
Well, they probably cleaned the family dollar out that was next door.
Yeah, that was funny. Some people would stand up to go leave to get something to drink or something because the bathrooms were broke.
And yeah, like they had plumbing problems.
They would throw spoons at them as they would leave.
Well, they kept, this one poor guy, everybody kept throwing spoons at him and going up and sticking them in his hair. And
well, there were people coming in, after we came in, but after we came in, people were coming in and they started throwing spoons at the new people that came in.
After the lights were turned off and the previews were showing.
The 150 previews.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they have to do that.
No, I guess they just show in vintage trailers, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, when you go to see new movies now,
they show I don't know.
A lot more than they used to.
But, I recorded a whole bunch of stuff, so I want
to... I bet Steve's got a lot of good stuff.
I'm going to put that in after this. But we also watched an HD version of of Phantom of the Paradise, mm-hmm. which I'd never seen before, and you said you only seen once. So
on IFC years ago.
But I won't say it's awesome, but it was.
I don't say it's De Palma's best film.
Oh, no.
But it was.
It was interesting because you could see, like, you know, this movie failed, and so did Rocky Horror, so I don't know which one came out first, but it's like.
We need to look that
and
up.
And then Jessica Harper's in both.
Jessica Harper, as a woman, I'll say this. Yeah. That woman is beautiful.
She was very pretty in this movie, and it's just like. And she has such she can. To me, she can act with her eyes, so it's like, I don't know why she didn't do more in the 70s and early 80s.
I think she writes children's books now.
But, yeah, and Paul Williams in it, and I was saying that Paul Williams has better hair than Jessica Harper, but just because of the feathering, not because of anything else. Paul Williams is like, he's a stud in this, and we actually see Paul Williams' nipple in this, and it's very disturbing.
We didn't need to see that.
Paul Williams in a bathtub.
And I don't know why, I guess because he was a rock musician, I don't understand why these guys are such sex symbols.
He's like 4 foot, he's like five, he's probably at least maybe 5 foot, maybe a little shorter.
I'm not saying he's ugly, but he's not what I would find sexy, not somebody that I would just want to pull his clothes off and, you know.
Yeah, pull his clothes off.
Wow.
And see his nipple.
No, thank you. I don't need to
but I know it's coming out on Blu-ray, or maybe maybe Arrow's already got it.
Well, we saw a high def.
Yeah, and we saw a very, very good looking high def. Yeah. Very cleaned. So it was okay.
Garrett Graham plays another very weird character. Yeah,
I mean, I've never seen it and I heard about it. So we were trying to find something to watch before we left for the movie, and we found that. But anyway. I hope you enjoy this 20 or so minutes of The Room madness. There'll be a lot of cussing and a lot of spoons.
And devil's cabbage.
Yeah, my favorite new word is devil's cabbage. So enjoy and cover your eyes because the spoons will get you.
Yeah.
Spoon!
Need a Sandy.
No, don't! It's wax! No!
Oh. And one day left to go back to the museum.
I'm gonna watch and look off.
Yeah.
Apples really turn him on, apparently.
She couldn't even pillow fight right.
This is the least sexy pillow fight ever. Yeah. This is foreplay.
Where's the apple?
Denny, no.
Go home, Denny, you're drunk.
Really, Denny, I'm not fuck out
of here. I'm not sure he has a hot four more.
Do you have something else to do? I just like to watch you guys.
Oh!
Shower's over there, hon.
That's great, but please be proud.
She might be okay with
you. You guys want to be alone?
I mean, she's
good. Yeah, I have homework to do anyway.
I just go jerk off on the stairs.
Bye, Danny.
Bye, Danny.
Bye,
Danny.
Bye.
Yeah. he'll never have more sex on the couch again. Oh, bye.
Johnny, why are you wearing a studded belt? There's so much food. All of this food.
God. I found the spoon.
Someone brought a fork.
Oh.
Well, that one's broken.
Oh, no.
We don't want that one.
Here's a fork!
Say, say, set me.
Why are you watching him in the staircase, you fucking creeper? Here it is, your own goddamn house. It used to be a firehouse! Yeah.
Yeah,
but I went to high school for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out of the alleyway.
Yeah.
Push the tough ball around.
Yeah.
Look
good at that.
Go short. Go. That way.
Ah, hey! Come on! Look at this one. It's a beefy tea. Go! Oh, he's out! Good job!
You almost got the hair dye out!
He'll never have more sex on the couch again. Oh, bye.
Johnny, why are you wearing a studded belt? There's so much food. All of this food.
God. I found the spoon.
Someone brought a fork.
Oh.
Well, that one's broken.
Oh, no.
We don't want that one.
Here's a fork!
Say, say, set me.
Why are you watching him in the staircase, you fucking creeper? Here it is, your own goddamn house. It used to be a firehouse! Yeah. Yeah, I went to high school for this.
I feel like running.
Okay.
Something crazy like that. Why are you smoking that crap? There's no wonder you can think straight. It's going to screw up your head.
Yeah, it's totally putting him on edge. He's so angry right now.
Oh, yeah.
When he should be fucking mellow.
Shit. Who do you think you are?
Fucking touch me.
You're acting like a kid. Just grow up. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Get up, Mark.
Get off the roof.
Come out, Mark.
mellow out. Oh! What the fuck?
We some men. Much of it.
This green screen's driving them crazy, though.
Radiation.
It's a devil's cabbage.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
I just
want to
get my ass and tear shit up.
Why do you
want to
know my secrets? Well, you're right. Lisa. I don't know what to do, man. I'm impressed. It's all her fault. She's such a manipulative bitch. How
about that? Yeah, she is!
Woo! And then she's going to run across with a guy.
Preach!
What are you thinking? Are you on my advice?
No.
Sometimes
it's not like I'm paying you for it,
and
but...
you've got to be responsible. So you don't see Lisa again. You definitely don't sleep with her again. Just find yourself another girl. She's a sociopath. She only cares about herself. She can't love anyone.
No one? Because I'm pretty sure she loved a lot of guys.
Oh, right on my cell phone. Fuck! I'll have a double latte.
And a mojito. Yeah, there's not looking for pay or anything.
I like a mocha fucking foca.
So he's the guy that started the cell phone. Everything's free today!
Hey, I'll take these minute uploads. These photos.
Yeah.
Go sit down with me right here. He forgot the word the
size, David. So does this default go on?
Relationships never work. Why waste my time?
He doesn't want a large barba.
It's not that easy, Johnny. You should be happy, Marv. Yeah, I know. Life is too short.
Peace, brother.
Golden Gate Park, 6:30.
Booyah.
The fuck are you looking at? Pretty uncasual coffee conversation.
Well,
who's the last girl you slept with?
Yeah!
What the fuck, hair? Who gave you the fucking perm, Ray Charles? Jesus Christ. Your hair is hideous. Yeah, that's all wet.
No!
What the fuck, everybody? Wet spoons?
Gained a couple pounds.
She looks thick though.
Now she looks thicker now. Yeah.
Now we found them all. Must be to cancer.
Are there roast beef points over there?
I don't know.
Pepperoni nipples. This isn't interesting. We're crying, by golly.
There should be spoons in every movie.
You're worried about Carolee!
No. One might have already my cup holder. Oh, they lay on. Well, that's dirt. They don't want to get.
Yeah, but why is it on her back?
I found the box.
So, hey, look how scary this dude is.
I should throw that, right?
Doesn't even show his ass.
What a loser.
Go,
I've seen it before. Yeah.
So, what do you want to show me?
This movie doesn't exactly have a lot of class, in case you ever
notice.
God damn
it. And
you won't find them. Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Oh my god. She's so
clever,
girl.
Yeah. Kiss it.
Who are
you? Hey!
Uh oh. Who invited you to the office space?
Baba Booey.
Don't hulk out on us,
God.
I don't believe
you
either.
And
who is this guy?
Your stupid comments in your pocket.
In my pocket. Whoa!
Do you understand what you're doing?
No.
You're going to destroy Johnny. He's very sensitive.
I don't care. I'm in love with Mark.
How can you do this?
Because he's a whore!
Look at him.
Thank you, Holly. This is a beautiful party. You invited all my friends. Good thinking.
Yeah.
It's getting really hot here. Why don't
we
go back outside?
We didn't even go outside.
Let's go stay in the street.
Happy donut, happy
donut.
Why does she look like she's a zombie now? She's going goth. No, Lisa, she's going goth.
What?
E.
never a baby, ever.
I told him that to make it interesting.
Let's make all the drama.
About which one?
Are you feeling okay? Because this is just getting worse and worse.
I feel like I'm sitting on an atomic bomb waiting for it to go off.
Maybe you should go to the fucking bathroom. It's gone.
Don't worry.
Where the fuck is this place?
Don't worry about me. I said we're not worried about you. We're worried about Johnny. And half of what you're doing here.
Who's Johnny?
You're hurting yourself. You're hurting our friendship.
I am not responsible for Johnny. I'm through with that.
There's fucking
I'm
Beyonce.
Changing.
What the hell?
I have the right, Dawn.
Leave him.
People are changing all the time. I have to think about
changing
my future.
Clothes, changing STDs.
This is going to pull us off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
whose baby is it? Is it mine?
No, of course not.
How can you be sure? Come on, Lisa.
Well, stop asking me stupid questions.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Oh!
What's going on here? You really don't know, do you? Maybe I know more than you think I do, Mark. Shit, all right? What do you want to tell me?
Fight! Fight!
Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight!
Harry! Harry! Harry!
Everything is fine. Fight is over, fuck. I'm sorry, Mark. Yeah.
Watch it
down! He's our can you clean out here, please?
Yeah, clean it up!
Woman! Take out the trash.
Uh-oh.
Pick up the spoon
picture.
Say, save the spoon! Save the world! Damn, girl, look at all this closeness.
What?
Yup.
Yup.
I don't give no fuck.
Uh-oh.
Get the fuck off my woman, bitch!
You're my future wife. What are you doing?
Right.
You're alone, man. She's gonna talk to you. Since when do you leave me over? Since you changed your mind about
her. Birthday!
Wake up, man. What planet are you on?
What planet are you from?
Don't touch
me, motherfucker!
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Fight! 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 Fight!
Fight! Diddy!
You are out of the fucking door now.
That would hurt. You ruined the
party. The chief girl satisfied to come to me. Get out of my house.
Don't come, motherfucker! Fight! 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 Fight!
Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! Fight! World. I'm going to my room. I'm going to this other room.
Hey, it's the door.
Yeah!
Johnny
got balls.
Come on, you stupid mother.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. I need to talk to you.
I need your dick inside me.
Don't worry about Johnny. He's just being a good baby. No, I love you very much.
Wow. This gets better and better.
I love you.
Yeah, me either.
Why don't I come up here and be
with you? Sure, come on up. I want your body.
I'm on my way. Bye.
Bye. Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
We'll see about that.
Uh-oh, yeah. Busted!
Well.
more than one tape deck. Thanks, Radio Shack.
Technology.
Hi, Mark. Don't worry about Johnny, he's just being a big baby.
That's not what you said.
I can't live without you.
I didn't say that at all.
You little trap. How could you do
this to me?
I gave you 7 years of my life.
My life.
No. Stop. I put up with you for 7 years. You're an angel. You're just like everybody.
I treat you like a princess. And you stab me in the back. I love you and I did anything for you to just please you. And now you betray me. How could you love him?
He has a beard. Oh.
I want your body. Oh! I want your booty.
Everybody betray me. I don't have a friend in the world.
But Denny. Grand Slam breakfast. Uh-oh.
Get out of my life! Turn it out! Is my angry face?
It's gonna get crazy. He's hulking out! Rat face! Oh, I missed that picture.
Wake up!
We're not leaving before
blood splatters going.
He's got ketchup coming out.
Now you're caught at the murder scene, you dumb fuck. Moron.
He's dead.
Of course he's dead. Wipe that jizz off your face.
Suck his eyeball.
It's just your fault.
You never had me.
Oh.
Kill
me. We're free to be together.
Fuck you.
I love you.
You're such a good person.
And cause all of this.
Took your best friend dying to figure that out.
Get out of my life, you bitch!
Goddamn right. Right there.
Where the fuck did you come from?
Yeah, my bill ticket.
It's not right.
Why hasn't anybody called the police?
Then he's in a better place.
He's on the floor.
The room too, to search for Danny's tuition.
What do you mean?
As far as I'm concerned, you can drop off here. That's a promise.
Just leave.
That's a promise?
Leave him, all right? Let him be with him.
Which room is the room? Why?
Don't worry, Elisa. There's a cop picking up for you right there.
God. Mean to hit record, but I did, so we're gonna roll with it.
Oh, I thought we were really doing this thing.
We are. Okay. So I finally got around to watching the Blu-ray of Bloody Moon from Severin, right, Dana?
Yeah.
And first off, I mean, if you know Bloody Moon, it's a little weird. It's a slasher from Jess Franco.
It's the best Jess Franco movie out there.
And I, you know, some weirdos probably assume something else is, they'll say something else is better, but, I mean, this is the more, even though it is kind of, it's a little weird and wacky, it's the most straightforward Franco movie ever, you know.
Yeah, because usually his stuff borders on softcore porn.
Well, it's also kind of strange. I mean, it's very...
Because I watched, what was that, one exorcism or whatever?
Yeah.
That he did. And it just basically has a bunch of people having orgies.
And what's his name? Howard Vernon's not in this one.
Howard Vernon?
Yeah, he was all in all kinds of Jess Franco movies.
Oh, well.
What?
Which one was Howard Vernon?
He's like the bug-eyed one. He's
oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Bloody Moon, it's... I don't know, it's in Spain, or I guess they're learning Spanish on this kind of resort school.
I guess
school.
It's supposed to be English girls learning Spanish,
yeah.
But I don't think so.
And then we have some unfortunate killings. But the big thing about this is the transfer. It is freaking amazing.
Yeah, I saw it first on VHS, and then I saw it on DVD, and we're finally seeing it on Blu-ray. And they, I don't know, I'm like Steve, I don't know where they got this excellent transfer to use, but it never looked this good before.
Now, it does have inserts of, I assume, unrated content.
Yeah.
Which is not, it's like, I don't know what to say, it's like second generation VHS or maybe slightly better than that. It's definitely not HD. You can definitely see
the
difference in the transitions, but it's not that big of a deal. But man, it looks incredible. Detail and colors and depth is all there. It's,
and they're like on people's faces,
yes,
and close up. You can see the hair on their face, even fine hairs.
I mean, and there doesn't seem to be any noise reduction. It all just seems to be that good looking.
And it doesn't seem soft.
No, that's one thing about it. It's not soft. It's
detailed. And the dark, the night scenes are not grainy. That is the thing that, and people get on me all the time because I bring this up. A lot of the stuff that's been put on Blu-ray, the daylight shots look excellent, but as soon as it gets night, it's just grainy, grainy, grainy. And this one wasn't like
that. I'm wondering if, I mean, I don't know if it is, but maybe they might have shot some of this on a soundstage for the night scenes, but I don't know.
Maybe.
But, yeah, the night scenes look really good, and there's a few of the night scenes that are shot night for day with some kind of filter, but there's some that look like legitimately in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess one thing that I noticed more about this viewing than the others is the soundtrack. And it's kind of annoying.
I guess it would be called the Bloody Moon theme.
I want to put that on the back of us so people can enjoy it while we talk.
Well, I'm sure they'll love that.
A little preview is...
That's Steve's version of it.
But we were watching a little bit of the extra features, was just a trailer, and they have a featurette with Franco, and he was talking about that the producers promised him Pink Floyd.
And Pink Floyd never showed up. He got some Austrian composers.
So, I didn't really want to keep watching it.
Well, I mean, it's not that Franco wasn't interesting, it's just that, you know, I think his English was limited.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, but, I mean, it didn't...
And sometimes it's just hard to watch that kind of stuff. It's not that these guys aren't interesting. It's like Argento. It's hard to watch some of that stuff with Argento, too.
Because he couldn't... It took a while for him to get the words. And we're kind of watching the trailer, which is the VHS.
And I think they really killed a poor snake on him.
There it is. But if you like Bloody Moon, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it if you listen to this or you would be interested in it. It's,
I don't know how I discovered this movie.
I think that...
I don't know if I rented it or... I don't know. I'm just not sure how.
I think like anything else, it's just that you go through titles and if you see the cover...
Well, the cover always was pretty cool for this.
Yeah, get the big bus, that stone cutting saw, which is kind of like the big,
I mean, I don't know how
kill
many,
of this movie.
How many movies I rented just based on the cover, and sometimes you get a good one,
yeah.
And sometimes you get a really bad one.
Right.
See, I don't think she said that in the movie, did she?
I don't remember.
I figured that was one of the things that sometimes it's in the trailer, but it's not in the movie.
Well, with dubbing, it definitely could be different. There's the big money shot with the...
I can't believe they showed that much in the trailer.
Oh, the trailers give everything away sometimes.
Thankfully, I didn't see the trailer before I've seen the movie for the first time, because I thought that was a cool shot.
So, I mean, if you're interested in it, the Blu-ray gets my stamp of approval. It's really good.
Was it very expensive?
I don't remember. I mean, I've had it for quite a while. I mean, we're talking a couple months at least.
Yeah, and I don't know. don't know why Steve and I didn't get around to watching
it. I mean, there's just so much to get to. I mean, I haven't watched Phantasm 2 on Blu-ray yet. And how long have I had that? I've had that for months and months and months.
Did you get it or did I get it?
I don't remember who got who. But, I mean, I got Legend of Hell House a couple weeks ago.
I love Legend of Hell House.
I do too. I just want to, next week is when we start watching all horror movies for the whole month.
Well, we've got Salem's Lot pulled out.
Yeah, I want to watch Salem's Lot.
And it is the mini-series version.
And I plan on, just talking about some of the stuff. I mean, I plan on watching all the, a bunch of Universal old horror movies, especially the ones we have on Blu-ray.
And, of course, you're going to have your old standbys, the John Carpenter's Halloween.
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch Dana's version on Blu-ray because I've been watching the older version.
What, the version everybody said was so crappy?
Yeah, the cheap one that was like $10.
Not everybody, but...
I mean, I thought it looked decent to me.
I'm talking about my Digibook like version.
Yeah, we're gonna watch. I wanna watch that one.
Okay.
We're gonna go see The Exorcist next weekend at the Baxter, so that'll be fun.
And we may be going.
Yeah, but that's a long. There's.
We may actually get
to see The Evil Dead.
Get to see The Evil Dead in 35 millimeter. Yeah, 35 millimeter.
And City of the Living Dead in 16 millimeter.
Which is gonna be interesting.
They'll just blow it up. That's what I saw Abby.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did.
So,
Abby, right. The one that's never had a legitimate release.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's... I want to do one October viewing month right. Because, I mean, at some point, it's like you turn around, it's like a week before Halloween, and I haven't watched hardly any, and I'm like, what do I do now? But
I don't know. I think Steve and I are both going to have to rest up because I got home from work today, and as soon as I, sat down, I just crashed. I fixed supper, and then just a wave of tiredness come over me. I'm feeling a little bit better now. Of course, it's after 9 o'clock now.
Yeah. And plus, the Roku channel is going to be kicking this October.
Steve's going to be, having a lot of...
The, what was it called? The Eel Lives? The Eel Isle Horathon?
Yeah, however you pronounce it, the Dead Pit.
Yeah, that's going to be the Dead Pit Horathon they put up in, a island off of Michigan a couple years ago.
I thought it was, Gross Isle.
Yeah, it was Gross Isle. Gross Isle Horathon.
It was up in Michigan.
I don't know how in the fuck they got that, but it was only...
Were they...
They were contacted for it, I'm sure.
Yeah, but what's his name that did the documentary on him?
Kelly Markoff.
Yeah, Kelly. Did they know Kelly then?
I don't know.
Were they in contact with him? I thought maybe he might have hooked them up.
But we're going to put that on the Roku channel. It's, of course, it's all public domain. It's going to be Night of the Living Dead. Boo. I've done seen that too many times.
I don't understand why Steve has so much...
I don't hate it, but I'm just like, I don't need to see it no more. I've done seen it 15, 29.
Animosity towards Night of the Living Dead.
I'm just tired of it. It's over. And then also, Monster.
Oh, God.
And it's, of course, the long-haired Dead Pit Boys. So it's like 3 hours long, so you could...
Yeah, before they sold out.
Yeah, before they sold out with Metallica and cut their hair. What I've done is also I'm going to have different staff picks, if you will. Dana's going to pick a film. I picked mine. Uncle Bill and CK have picked theirs, and we're going to have those on there. I got one cool kind of a horror mixtape kind of thing we'll put out there, and probably one or two more cool horror movies to watch in October.
And I guess I'm sort of pimping Dead Pit, but I'm pimping our show, too, against also. You need to check out the new Dead Pit site.
Well, they have if they're getting this.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
Because our new episode just premiered tonight.
It did.
And then I don't know when this will come up.
I don't know what Steve thinks, but I think the new design looks pretty cool.
It's a lot simpler, so.
And it's got Steve on there.
Yeah, I'm like
Cartoon Steve.
Cartoon Steve in the middle of what everybody's looking at me.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
CK and Uncle Bill are looking at him like, how the hell did you get here?
And it looks like me. It's so it's simple, but it look kind of looks like me.
It does look like you.
So.
And it looks like, I think the other ones look like them too, so.
So we got a couple releases coming up. Stage Fright, I believe, is out, or that I want to get. And then
Raw Force.
Raw Force.
And there, wasn't there another one?
Well, later in month, like the 28th or something, is the Nightbreed.
Oh, yeah. And eventually, there's going to be another Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're missing. It's a Turkey Day edition, but it's missing Turkey Day. So I got to do Turkey Day the old-fashioned way.
Well, I think Steve prefers that anyway.
Nah. I mean, I've still got so many of the old stuff.
How can it be a Turkey Day thing without having the Turkey Day?
I don't know why they did release it a little earlier. Huh. But it's all like, it's after Thanksgiving.
Guess they figure you'll have it for next year. I don't know.
I guess, but it'd be fuck, man. Why the hell do you just release it October 1st or November 1st and pretty much everybody have it that want it. But now, you know.
I'll probably end up getting it for Steve because I guess that'll probably be his birthday.
That's fine.
Or, you know, we might get that and we might get him something else.
PS4.
I wish I could get him the PS4, but.
But anyway, we're going to take a break and find more stuff to watch.
Well, she's not going to be watching too much more because he's got another engagement.
Yeah, I'm getting married again. So we'll be back after this.
Bye.
Now, from Cavalcante, the man who brought you Dr. Zhivago, comes a totally new motion picture experience. A journey into the bizarre, terrifying world of the psychosexual mind. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror.
I've called you here today for a good reason. What do you have here? Fragments of cloth.
Is one of these students a psychosexual killer?
Barbarously murdered just 1 week ago.
Or are they just playing erotic games? Not so innocent erotic games. Eager to test the limits of pleasure. A killer is stalking.
Well, that's a real good start. Why do all hang-ups come my way? Honey, even if you're queer or impotent, you're paying the price I charge just the same.
A psychosexual killer is stalking.
Son of a bitch!
What's happened?
That guy was spying on us.
Sean, what's the cap he was? Come back, Sean.
A killer who takes his pleasure differently. Torso, it saturates the screen with terror. Torso, a gripping motion picture about a killer's perverted hunger aroused to an animal frenzy. Torso, it saturates the screen with terror.
Danny! Danny!
Steve, what, did you mess it up?
Yeah.
And I said Steve's in bed.
Yeah.
Oh. He is. He's actually laying in bed.
So I ended up watching some trailer compilations a little bit last night. Watched Grindhouse Trailer Classics 4. And,
A lot of them I'd seen before. I've seen the trailers, I mean.
Yeah, they were. There was some of them that were, you know, not as obscure as others, but there's a few of them I had never seen. That one, well, actually, I'm trying to remember if any of them I saw, but there's one called The Roommates that I really want to see that movie, but it's coming out sometime that, you know, in the next 6-7 months.
And some of them, Steve said he had them, but he had never watched them.
Yeah, well, that's true. But we watched the, what was it, the Video Nasties 2, Draconian Days.
Draconian Days, but then we, didn't we watch some?
We watched the documentary, but it was a 3-disc set, and the other two DVDs are trailers. And basically, you can watch just the trailers if you wanted to, but we watch it with the introductions, which it has one of the Talking Heads people that are on the documentary. Mm-hmm. They kind of have the VHS and they talk about a little about the movie itself. So we watched that.
You have that Kim Newman guy and you have
Stephen Thower.
Yeah, the guy that did the what's that book that you have?
Nightmare USA.
Yeah.
And another guy is Alan Jones.
Linnea wants to join.
I think I like that because I mean it's almost like you have commentary before you watch the so it's. Some of the other trailer compilations have commentary of the trailers. This one just has, like, the introductions kind of do the same job. Plus, you get to see the trailer and, you know, actually hear the audio and not, mm-hmm. you know, the whole trailer. So,
Remember what we were discussing? We don't understand how they still have more information to put out there after they put out that one.
Well, apparently there's more than one. Video Nasties. There was something else. I forgot what this was, like Class C or some other weird shit going on where they had more bands.
Yeah, when they got new, what was it, the BBFC or whatever?
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
So, I mean, and then like I said, I'm talking about the documentary, the tape trading stuff and tape smuggling was a lot more interesting to me this time around versus like there's someone going on about they didn't like this movie because it had, you know, whatever.
You know what I thought was bizarre is one of the main guys that was part of that movement to have a lot of the stuff pulled wanted to legalize like hardcore porn, but he had a problem with slasher movies and stuff like that. I thought that
was
hilarious.
Well, I mean, to be honest, there's a lot of people who say, why is violence and nudity and sexuality in the same classes together?
Well, yeah, because maybe it shouldn't be in the same class together, but you're not really supporting your case if you say, well, we're going to prosecute people for having these horror films, but I want to legalize hardcore porn. I think
one person, I forgot who said it, says you can't show a breast on television, but you can show someone cutting it off or something like that. But, I mean, that was just kind of a weird... But, I mean... But you can't show that in a movie or something. Or something strange. But, I mean, it is true that violence is more accepted than nudity. That's just the plain truth.
Well, I'm not talking about nudity. I'm talking about sex acts.
Well, same thing. Same coin. Same book. But, anyway...
I don't want to ban either one of the things, but I'd much rather my child see some horror stuff than to see somebody perform an oral sex on somebody or
fellatio, Dana.
Well, okay, whatever
you're gonna fellate,
or you know, doing them up the butt or whatever
in the butt.
Would you want your child
in the butt?
That, Steve?
In the butt.
Wouldn't you much rather them see, if they're going to see one or the other.
Doing it in the butt.
Steve's not listening to me. Wouldn't you rather them see like a...
I want them doing it in the butt.
Somebody get stabbed or...
Stabbing in the butt.
Steve's not listening to me.
In the butt. So, today we ended up watching, to finish out the weekend, I watched the Arrow screener. Of the Wachowski brothers or siblings now of the their first movie called Bound, which I've heard about a while and just like never watched it. And
I wasn't that impressed with it, to be honest.
Well,
it looked good, but the quality of it was good, but
it's just kind of strange that watching this and after seeing The Matrix, and they somehow got The Matrix based upon this movie, which really...
They got The Matrix based upon that movie.
Well, I mean, they... Somehow, yeah.
How could two movies be farther apart?
I mean, it's kind of a crime thing. You got Jenna Gershon, who plays like a butchy girl, and then Jennifer Tilly's like, she's basically living with a mob guy, kind of.
Yeah, play
Joey Pants.
Joey Pants.
Joey Pants. And
you better say his real name.
Padilano. Why is he with the mob? He gonna get me?
No, I'm just saying some people might not know who Joey Pants is.
That's what I hear people calling him, so I just always thought it was funny. But, and then they kind of, Jennifer Tilly and Jenna Gershon kind of get together and they bump donut holes and rub on each other. And then they come up with a plan to steal some money. And the rest of the movie is kind of that fallout from that plan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a style to it, which is kind of cool. But, you know, I mean, it's not like a really deep style.
No, I thought
but
it
the,
was.
The music, the score and everything is reminiscent of the Matrix.
But that's what I did notice about Steve brought up a good point. It was superficial. It wasn't a really, it didn't seem to be a well thought out movie or anything.
Well, I don't know about all that.
And I've seen all those people in better movies.
Well, yeah. Now, what did we watch?
We watched another episode of Twin Peaks today.
No, I thought I watched something, but I guess no. Man,
yeah,
that sucks.
We watched Sin City 2.
Right, thank you. Sin City, A Dame to Die For.
Which I'm not a fan of the Sin City movies.
Well, this one was a lot different, and I don't know why they waited so long. And I think, you know, of course it bombed at the box office because, you know, if they'd striked a year or two after the original movie, that or 3 years, that might have been a big story. But this was like 8-9 years later, so it's just your audience has kind of moved away. And probably the audience that really loved this movie went and seen it the first weekend, which, you know, if that was it, then not a lot of other people were interested in it.
I think my main issue with movies like this is they're making too many comic book and or graphic novel movies now.
Well, that's the big thing in Hollywood, but
And Guardians of the Galaxy, I guess, was kind of like one of those, but
yeah.
I liked it because it wasn't... I think the comic book stuff has gotten to be cookie cutter. It's just all the same stuff.
Dana, the original one came out in 2005, so I would say it's a precursor to all the comic book movies.
What is?
This original Sin City.
Well, the graphic novels are a little bit different than comic books, but...
Well, I mean...
I just,
what is a comic book? It's a graphic novel.
Graphic novels
graphic
are
story.
More, graphic novels are more detailed.
All right, sweetie.
Well, that's my opinion. But
I don't endorse her opinion.
I never have been a big fan of movies that are made from video games or movies that are made from comic books. Or that's just me.
Yeah, that is you. You're strange.
Well, you got to admit,
but
that stuff that's based on video games are horrible movies. That House of the Dead movie was horrible, horrible.
But okay, let me continue.
Okay, got off on the thing.
But this time around we have three stories, which I thought it didn't seem like it, but we do. It's kind of they're not really intertwined like the first one. That they have some crossover and stuff like that, but they're not as intertwined as the first one. One of them's got was it Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he's like a gambler, and he's kind of got a vendetta against Powers Booth's character. And
I didn't even know Powers Booth was in it.
Yeah, he was that guy. But
Mickey Rourke was in it.
Ma'am, Marv, Mickey Rourke's in it, and
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, but and he's not really the main guy in this movie. Josh Brolin's got a story, him and Eva Green, which Eva Green is like a lot of people.
Here we go.
She's nude a lot in the movie.
Yeah, and Steve just
lost
it completely.
Lost it all over the coffee table.
I didn't mean that. That's gross.
I mean, I'm sorry she's hot, but in a weird way. She's hot in a weird way because...
In a Morticia Adams way.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, it's black and white. But she is pale. I mean, she's not... And she knows it, too, because she knows that she's not no... You know, she's not... I remember there's something about her talking about politics or something. She says, listen, all I do is lay around and smoke cigarettes. So why ask me stupid politics questions? Because she's not into politics. I mean, she's not... She knows what she's an actress, and she's not really sharing her opinions on the world.
I thought Steve was going to say she doesn't think she's hot, and I thought, yeah, anybody that'll lay around naked half the movie thinks highly of themselves.
I'm sure that everybody's got issues. Nobody thinks that whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, and the third story is Jessica Alba, and she's mad because Powers Booth killed or had Bruce Willis killed in the first movie. And there's one point where she's cutting her face up because she's too pretty. Her and Marv go on a tear to kill Powers Booth.
And is this the movie, or am I confusing it with one of the others that had Orville Ketchum in it? You remember the guy?
No, that was Bound.
Oh, okay. I'm getting confused.
But anyway, I will agree. I want to see it in 3D. Because I think the 3D in black and white really kind of goes together. It will make it really, really jump out. But other than that, I'm not... maybe I'm just... My tastes have changed.
I have a question for the filmmakers. Why was it in black and white?
Because that's the way the comic book was, the graphic novel.
Did the comic book have... Or the graphic novel have splashes of color in it?
I don't know. I didn't read the graphic novel.
Okay, that's where...
But Robert Rodriguez... directed it.
Okay, Robert Rodriguez, you can answer my question.
He shot it. I mean, he does all this shit himself. He does, I mean, I don't know about all the special effects, but he takes film back and he just edits it and everything in his home. But anyway.
Yeah, because he's so rich now, he's got all that stuff.
Well, I mean, he did, I think he had to go through a divorce because he was screwing Rose McGowan and his wife found out, and that was the end of that. So I don't know about how rich he is now.
I'm sorry, no offense to Rose McGowan, but why on earth would a guy want to screw her? What is hot about Rose McGowan?
Anytime. Yeah, she was pretty cute, but I mean, she's not like... Now she's kind of like, I don't want to be pretty girl. I want to be serious. And fuck that. I mean, I'm sorry, but... Yeah, you say that now after you kind of
The first thing I saw her in was the Scream movie, and I thought she was just...
Oh, God.
Well, she was a little bitch whore in that anyway, the character was. Yeah, she was, but she just... She looked malproportioned. She looked like she had these great... In that movie, she looked like she had great big gigantic boobs and it didn't fit the rest of her body. Now, when she was on Death Proof, she looked a little bit better.
All right.
But I still don't understand the level of hotness.
Well, I mean, 7 years ago, she was kind of hot. Now,
Robert Rodriguez probably had a sexy... Latino wife or something, and he was screwing around.
Well, I'm pretty sure it, like most things, he was married before he got famous, so his Latino wife wasn't super hot. I don't know. But anyway, Dana, we didn't get to the Bates Motel TV movie. Maybe we'll have to watch that tomorrow.
Maybe. Maybe because Dana's going to be wiped out this week. We've got a big like end of the week plan.
Right. And also, when you get this, you can check out the Roku channel for Dead Pit. It's got all our, or should have all our Halloween
and
picks.
And the Grove Seal.
Yeah, it's got a bunch of stuff to fill up your Halloween October month.
Steve's worked very hard on it, so everybody enjoyed it.
Not that hard, but anyway.
Yeah, you had to compress that.
Well, I had to, like, stuff it into a smaller box.
Yeah.
But anyway, it wasn't a big deal. But I guess this is the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed all the room stuff and all that good stuff.
Yeah, Steve got lots of audio. And
we both had eye injuries.
Well, so. You had an eye injury. Mine was more of a cheek injury.
So next time we will be wearing headgear. Like face masks.
I'm going to wear a football helmet. Or
and we're going to bring a freaking ton of spoons.
I guess.
I'm going to bring you like a bomb of spoons so you throw them up in the air and it's going to explode and rain
down
spoons.
We're going to go to the Dollar Tree or something.
Yes, Dollar Tree.
Spoons.
Yeah. So I guess we'll be back later on. See you next time.
Bye.
Spoons!
Are you a dark dreamer?
Thank you.
earthquake on the Richter scale. Mama, 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 moo, 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 moo. City of Compton, city of Compton, where the girls shake their booties. Shake it, mama, shake it, baby, shake, shake it, baby, shake, shake it. Computer!